For this Monday, November 25th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. North Posey High School Principal Sean Fisher was recognized as the District 11 Principal of the Year at the IASP banquet last night. The Indiana Association of School Principals annually recognized outstanding school leaders in each of the 12 Indiana districts who have succeeded in providing high-quality learning opportunities for students. These principals are acknowledged by their peers for the exemplary contributions they have made to the profession. There is another Mount Vernon High School student that has won the weekly Courier and Press Student of the Week Award. Last week, Kyra Rainey was the winner. She is a senior at Mount Vernon High School who has participated in the Health Science Institute and currently observes in local hospitals, gaining valuable hands-on experience in numerous fields of medicine. Aside from academics, Kyra is active in extracurricular activities, including basketball, National Honor Society, and Unified Track. The 90th annual Hottie Shrine Circus is coming up, and once again, Posey County Elementary School students will have a chance to get circus exchange tickets. The exchange tickets are free and only available while supplies last. There are two chances left for the community to get the circus exchange tickets. The New Harmony Fire Department will have them tonight from 5:30 until 7, and the Black Township Fire Department will have them tomorrow night from 6 until 8 p.m. Adult advanced discounted tickets will also be for sale at these locations. The Hottie Shrine Circus will begin on Thanksgiving Day at 5 o'clock in Evansville. In local high school sports from over the weekend, the North Posey girls basketball team went on the road and defeated Mount Vernon 50-25. The Lady Vikings improved to 2-1, and the Lady Wildcats dropped 0-5 overall. North Posey is home against Central tomorrow night, and Mount Vernon will welcome South Spencer tomorrow evening. From local men's college basketball this past weekend, the Evansville Purple Aces earned a pair of wins as they defeated Green Bay on Friday 98-81 and then defeated Campbell yesterday at home 66-53. The Aces improved their record of 3-4 on the year and will be off from game action this week. UE's next game is on Tuesday, December 3rd at Murray State. USI men's basketball won on Friday at home against South Dakota 92-83. It was the Screaming Eagles' second victory of the year as they are now 2-4 overall. They are back in action tonight at home on campus as they welcome Indiana State for a 7 o'clock tip-off. Switching to professional sports, NFL Week 12 action yesterday saw the Indianapolis Colts lose at home to the Detroit Lions 24-6. Colts quarterback Anthony Richardson was 11 for 28 passing for 172 yards. Indy falls to 5-7, and Detroit improves an impressive 10-1 mark. The Chicago Bears lost in overtime at home against the Minnesota Vikings 30-27. Chicago quarterback Caleb Williams went 32 for 47 for 340 yards and threw two touchdowns. The Bears slipped to 4-7. The Tennessee Titans pulled off an upset win in Houston over the Texans, 32-27. Tennessee quarterback Will Levis finished 18 for 24 passing for 278 yards. He tossed two touchdowns and one interception. The Titans run their record of 3-8 on the season. The Green Bay Packers throttled the San Francisco 49ers in Green Bay 38-10. The Packers' record jumps to 8-3 on the year. And finishing up from the NBA on Sunday, the Indiana Pacers ended a three-game losing streak thanks to a 115-103 home victory against the Washington Wizards. Pascal Siakam paced Indiana with 22 points. The Pacers are 7-10 overall and play again tonight at home against the New Orleans Pelicans. Tip-off at 6 o'clock. There, I've set for news and sports for this Monday, November 25th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Enjoy your Monday. Your weather forecast is next.